Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of you guys here on Facebook. I greet you guys with divine love. You have turned it up with Pastor Dr. Ratcliffe. Praise God for the glory of God. Thank God that we're able to reach out to everyone here online from all over the world, giving God the grace and honor. Glory be God that the word is able to go on the airway, on the internet. Praises be to God. But people of God, God have really, really, really encouraging the people of God everywhere in all areas of weakness that they may be stricken for this breaking season in 2016. 2016 will be the prophetic. We are in the year. We are in a year of greatness. We thank God that this month, May, is the Pentecostal month. Praise God for miracles and breakthroughs to go forth in the name of Jesus. I thank God that this month is my birthday month, May the 20th. So God be the glory. And to thank God for all the gifts that is being released unto me before I even bring it and claiming it out to be manifest. I thank God even for the wonderful gift, glory be to God, that was sent today by one of the greatest male gospel artists, musician, Stephen Aniston. Glory be to God. I thank God for him, for the gift. He's such a blessing to me, such a blessing to the kingdom of God, and that God will continue to bless his life. Glory be to God. The highlights, glory be to God, for Hope of Glory will be that I will be coming up with some new things in 2016. God have given me vision after vision to bring certain assignments to pass concerning Hope of Glory. Hope of Glory is a movement from God that was ordained in heaven and to be manifested through me to bring forth healing to the nation. Well, I thank God for a Hope of Glory, for gospel telecast. I thank God for even Hope of Glory now. It's Hope of Glory live talk radio online. So God be the glory. Well, before we get in the Word of God, let's begin to pray. Father, we come tonight. We gather here together with in love, oh Heavenly Father. We give you all the honor and the glory in advance as you use me as your servant. As your servant in advance, oh Heavenly Father, as your messenger, as your mouthpiece to bring healing to the nation. Oh Father, I thank you in advance as you teach me on teaching on rebellious, Lord God. Oh Father, that how to deal with the spirit of rebellious, and that we be able to resist it when it comes and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. But Father, I ask that you will hide me behind the cross and that your Shekinah glory will continue to use me to bless the nation all across the globe. So Father, I give you all the praise in advance that this word will be effective in the people's lives and that they will take heed and that they will receive all the blessings you have in store for them in advance. You say, have an open ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. So I give you all the honor and all the praise in advance. Let the body of Christ be edified. You be glorified. Let the body of Christ be edified. Glory be to God. And to you be glorified in the name of Jesus. So Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in advance. Know what the form against the body of Christ shall prosper in every tongue rise to be judged and shall be condemned. And it is so. In Jesus' precious name, glory be to God. But people of God, when we talk about the spirit of rebellious, that is a powerful stronghold that a lot of Christian people carry and disobedient people. The spirit of rebellious people, they are disobedient seeds, not in alignment with the will of God. When we speak on rebellious, you know, we speaking on discipline, to discipline yourself from coming to be rebellious. You know, you have the power to call those things to store there. No. Glory be to God. You have the power to call those things as though we rebuke the enemy of any attacking for this word to go forward, because the enemy doesn't want you to get healed when it's concerning disobedience or dealing with rebellion, the spirit of rebellion. But let me give you some principle of God principle for dealing with the rebellious. Okay, we can go in the book of Hebrews 11:6. Most of you can follow along. And it say, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must what? Believe that he exists. So what God is saying is to you, those that are disobedient, they must don't believe that God exists. So you have the power and to receive, you know, as you believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So God knows that rebellious people don't seek him because they constantly come against the will of God, come against the truth. You know, when you're rebellious, people don't want to deal with that spirit. It's a stronghold that will keep you bound, that will keep you in poverty, that you won't have an open ear to hear what God is saying because of rebellion. Rebellious hinder you from growth. Rebellious hinder you from becoming to be mature in the things of God. You have to call that spirit out, that spirit of rebellion. You have to rebuke it back into its place and that let it not arise to defeat you, but you have the power to defeat it because God said, I have given you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now we're going to just go over some scripture before we get really into the rebellious of the notes that I have taken in of teaching. So Ephesians 6:10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Well, we know that people that is rebellious, they're not strong in the Lord. Neither do they have God's power because rebellion had hovered them hindered them from receiving the things that God had in store for their purpose. Now, put on the full armor. Then God said, put on the full armor of God. See, you have life to speak those things and call those things as though they are. It say, put on the full armor of God so that you can take you. Now, you can take your stand against the devil's sin. You can take you. You're talking about you. You can take a stand against this rebellious spirit. You have the power to defeat anything that are evil that try to seduce you out of your divine purpose in the Lord. God, you have to put on that whole armor. But all these things in to operate, you have to be in a relationship with God. That's number one. To believe that he does exist in your life and to know that he is your healer, your rewarder, and you have to, like I say, be built up in the word of God, in a relationship with God, for these things to operate. It doesn't operate with people that's not matured in the word of God. Glory be to that. It's not in alignment in the word of God. You have to be in alignment. You have to have the Bible say, study thyself to show thyself what approve unto God. You have to approve yourself unto God. Okay. And then it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rules, against the authority, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So you're fighting against all of these things called rebellious. You know, rebellious is a thing that operates out the will of God. It tries to seduce you to do things your way, and it's not your way. Everything you have to be delivered from your stronghold, even with disobedience, even not obeying the commandments of God. When you don't obey the commandments of God, you're being rebellious. You are led to your own understanding. So in this season, God wants you to hear what he's saying in these last and evil days, you know, concerning rebellious. You have to know that if rebellious does exist, when you entertain it, you cannot entertain this rebellious spirit, because it will cripple you. It will cause you not to reap the benefit that God has in store for you. Don't you know that God got great things in store for you when you obey, when you have an open ear to hear, when you obedient? The Bible clearly says obedience is better than your sacrifices. So when you are in sacrifices, you are dealing with rebelliousness coming against obedience, because God's word speaks life. It speaks truth. So when you don't line up, glory be to God, with truth, then you out the will of God, because now you had allowed your spirit to be open to all of these delusional spirit, which is called rebellious stronghold, that wants to do what it wants to do, wants to entertain itself. We don't have time to entertain rebellious spirit. This is not the season to entertain rebellious spirit. People that led to their own understanding, people that don't want to follow the guidelines that God has required concerning your assignment. So many people fail their assignment because they want to do it their way, but it's not your way, it's God's way. You have to chastise yourself. What are you saying? Deny yourself, then take up the cross and follow Jesus. You have to deny and not allow yourself to be deceived. Glory be to God for false accusation. You have to come into truth. You have to discipline your flesh. You have to put your flesh in subjection. You're in a season for greatness. You don't have time to play with assignment of God for your destiny. You have to rebuke all of these satanic forces or demonic forces that try to seduce you out the will of God. This is not the season for you to rebel against the will of God, or rebel against the healing that God want you. God want you to be healed from all of your destruction, all of your failure. God do not want you to value yourself with failure. God want you to know that greatness applies in you. Don't let the devil keep giving you rebelliousness, not knowing who you are, the character who you are in God, you know, by not having an open ear to hear. See, the devil's job is to lose your confidence in who you are, and to by this rebellious spirit, it calls you not to reap what God has in store. It's a hindrance to your destiny. Now, let's look when we, okay, as I was saying, people of God, we're dealing with God principle for dealing with rebellious, you know. Glory be to God. So I took in some notes. It says the only effective way to confront rebellious is to come from God. You have to, again, it goes back into being in a relationship with God in order to confront the rebellious that come. You know, it's telling you, it says the only effective way to confront rebellious comes from God. So you got to be in relationship. I hear the Spirit clear saying you got to be in relationship to come against this demonic force, because God said, now when you in the ocean, when you are in relationship with God, God have given you power to defeat the enemy. He have given you the assignment not to yield to temptation, but to resist temptation when it comes. Okay, now let's get back in the note. It said we cannot face this. It said we cannot face this spiritual problem using human method. You got to be supernatural. We can't face this human problem dealing with carnality. Then we have to now go in the realm of the supernatural to call those things on that. We have to rebuke it. Glory be that when we go into the supernatural, to the super realm, we're expecting for this rebellious spirit to be removed instantly. But let me keep going on. And it said we must think and act in believing that God is really there, and what he thinks and say is true. See, don't you know that, you know, truth would always expose anything that are deceiving you from receiving your divine assignment. We don't want to be deceived, you know, by the rebellious act that people practice on a daily basis of disobedience. No, you have the power I hear the Spirit of God to defeat those things that try to seduce you from growth. Because, see, rebellious allow seduce you from growth. It allows you not to take effect in your divine assignment that God has. It hinder you. I just hear the word hinder. It hinder you from moving in the prophetic, in the prophetic purpose that God have in store for your life. Glory be to God. But let me go on. Okay. So we must be convinced that if we react really there, it said when we react, let me read that again. We must think and act believing that God is really there and what He think and say it's true. So we can't, we spoke that rebellious, you know, it don't line up with the will of God, which is true. We spoke that just a while ago, so I just want to follow the lead. See, we got to bind and rebuke the enemy because, see, when the word is moving and it's going to be effective to you to destroy the stronghold of your life, it makes you sidetrack. Like what I just did, it sidetracks you from focusing, you know. So what we got to do, we got to get back on track. We, you know, even though that things may come, you know, to sidetrack you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord, He will give you grace and He will give you more mercy to get back on track. But let's go ahead on it. It said, we must be convinced that if we react, that's where I was at, when we react His way. Let's read it again. Let's say it again because I want you to really get this in your spirit. We must be convinced. We are people of God. We are believers. We must be convinced that if we react His way, the results will be pleasing to God and be the best solution to the problem we are facing. Let's look at verse 10. I'm trying to see where it will be coming from because it doesn't really say, but praise God. Let's just go into it, and I believe most of you might just, you know, read along. Glory be to God, because I really don't see the chapter, but it still is going to be edifying. I just hear the Spirit of the Lord say, you see, to continue. I'm going to continue. So it says in 10 and 11, it says the strength requires to deal with rebellion. Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't say a scripture. It's just giving more notes. Glory be to God. I thank God for the spirit of correction. See, that's what I'm saying. See how I had got sidetracked just now. But look at the comfort of the Holy Spirit put me back on track. Because God wants you to go to the next level in your faith with Him concerning rebellious. He wants you to be an overcomer, you know, and know that you don't have to let the rebellious to defeat you or blind you from receiving to become mature in the things that you don't want. You know, you learning the how to defeat and to call those things as though they're not concerning rebellious and resisting the temptation of rebellious for you to go into the next realm. Amen. So let's begin to go back. It says, the strength required to deal with rebellious must be the Lord's strength. When you deal in rebellion, it can't be of your strength against your self-consciousness. Carnality, you have to deal with supernatural. And again, it go back, I hear the comforter say, it go back into relationship with God. So it say you can't do this by yourself. You have to be in relationship with God to know that you can come against all the fiery darts of rebellion. So the strength required to deal with rebellion must be the Lord's strength and will only work effectively if we are in full armor. You have to be in full armor to come against a deceiving spirit that doesn't come from God. You have to, you know, gird yourself up you know, to come against the this stronghold. But let me continue. Praise God. This is required because rebellious is rooted in Satan's power. And we are no match for his strength or his cunning. We are wrestling time, trying to outwit or out-managing people tapping by a rebellious spirit. So what he's saying to you, what this is saying to you, the gnosis, you know, Satan's power, you know, you really give power to the devil when you entertain rebellious. Let's put that, and most people may not know that, but anything that you feed into and give life to, you giving power to the satanic forces, the evil forces. So God said, I have given you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power that any. You don't have a, see, it's very important that you protect your ear gate and what you receive, because what you receive in your ear gate should be life and not death. So God said, I have given you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions, you know, over all the power of the enemy. So don't feed your spirit into those fury, to those things that are deceitful or trying to deceive you out of purpose that is unhealthy for your soul. So, you know, I mean, I just want to give that to you. So when you give life into rebellion, you allow Satan to get power over you. So that's why I say the Satan power, and we are no match. That's only for people that is not in the will of God. You know, that's not in a relationship with God. God want me to stretch that Satan power and say, and we are no match for his strength or his cunning. We are wasting time. He said, you are wasting time trying to outwit, you know, to the people to tap in. So really and truly, when he said about that note, it's really talking about people that is growing into the faith. You're not quite there yet to, you know, to recognize the fury dogs of the enemy. Because now you can go to the scriptures and, you know, you can say, you know, in Ephesians, you can say, I found it to be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. And then you can put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scene. So God, I'm giving you the verse to come against the adversary that tried to seduce you. And then you can say, for the struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against what? But against the ruler, against the authority, against the power of this world, of this dark world that, you know, shadow people, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realm. So God has said, therefore, put on the full armor. You have to put on the full armor of God that so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Now you have the power of influence of the Holy Ghost. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. And then with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness. Now you have defeated the spirit of rebellion. Glory be to God. But let's go on to some more notes that I see here that will be edifying to your spirit, because, you know, growth is important. You're in a season that you must grow spiritually in the things of God when it's concerning the rebellious spirit. Rebellious is rebellious is a result of a conscious choice that a person makes. So it's a constant choice that you make. If you feed in, again, like I say, feeding yourself into, you know, rebellion, you feeding yourself to destruction, you know, because like I said, again, rebellion don't have no place, you know, in the supernatural realm. But let's go ahead and finish reading this point. I just want to, I don't know, the spirit just allowed me to instantly make it. So if you make your choice in deception and deceit, you know, and being deceived by your rebellious act, then you know that you have failed against God's will, and God does not have failures in his plan for your life. So you have the power to call those things as though they are. Glory be to God. Now, this is what it said. Now, once the decision is made, the evil forces that surround us will do everything they can to keep this person in their power. Let's read that again. I want to just read the whole thing again and let it make a little marinating. Just say once that decision is made, once a decision is made from the result of your conscious choice, that's what it said. Glory be to God. The evil force that surround us will do everything they can to keep this person in their power. So in other words, it would deceive you. You know, this, you know, the choice that you make in rebellion, it would take power over you. It would defeat you from, again, moving forward. It would hinder you. Personally, I said that again, it would hinder you from moving towards the things that God has in store for your life. So that, again, you know, make your choice not to be on rebellion. Glory be to God. So let's continue. It says, they will constantly whisper lies. That's what it's saying. Rebellious constantly whisper lies around any truth. When truth is being presented and rebellious try to come against truth, you know, it nothing but lie, it whisper lies to you. So you have to have, you have the spirit to rebuke the spirit of rebellious that try to seduce you by whispering lies to you. But let's go on. They will, okay, so it's saying they will constantly whisper lies around any truth. We give them, see, you give them power when you have an open ear to hear those things too, the Holy Spirit said. So it says, any truth we give them and we'll do all they can, the person self-focused and blind. My God. So it's saying to you, if you have an open ear to hear these things of rebellious lies that's all around you, that's coming against the truth, it blinds you. It don't allow you to focus. It gives you a self-focus. Now you out the will of God. You're not in the alignment of God's will because now you're blind. You're blind by rebellion. My God. But you have the power to call those things to do it or not, to rebuke that rebellious spirit. Now, it says the enemy is a liar. Yes, you know, the enemy is a liar to the cause of his being. Understanding truth is a spiritual function. Now, understanding truth is a spiritual function and not an intelligent one. Okay, let's read this again. It says, understanding the truth is a spiritual function and not the intelligence of one of rebellious will not be able to understand the truth. Now, you heard it say the rebellious people don't understand the truth because they walk in lies. They walk in lies. They don't fulfill the purpose that God has in store for them. So it's saying they don't understand truth. We give them. So guess what? If they don't understand the truth, they're not walking in the path of God. And I'm just going to briefly go to this one, and I'm just going to end it because of the time that I have. I went over a little bit. So it said we must have God's full armor if we are to represent God accuracy when rebellious show up. Our goal should not be to win, but to stand with God, defining what is right and defending God's standards as the enemy tried to redefine the truth and get us to accept ungodly standards. But the devil is a lie. You have the power to rebuke anything that tried to come against the will of God. But again, you have to allow your spirit man to become matured and grow and not to be deceived by self-reaction. So I pray that you've been blessed. We're going to come with part two of the teaching of rebellious because it's important that in this season that you're not out the will of God by entertaining rebellious or feeding to rebellious, because this is not the season to do that. The rebellion will hinder you from receiving things that God already have in store for you, because you have an open ear of faithfulness to hear what the Spirit of God is saying in such a time that we're in. People of God, we are in perilous times. So this is the season to resist all temptation, all stronghold concerning rebellion. God wants you blessed. That glory be to God. So we got to give God reverence on tonight, thanking God for that word, that we know how to deal with rebellious when it comes. Glory, you know how to, you know, rebuke it and rebuke it back into its place. Let it not take life into your purpose, which, you know, that's required in God's standards. You know, glory be to God. Don't let it take effect and affect your destiny. You want everything that God has in store for you. Well, I pray that you've been blessed. This is Pastor Dr. Ratcliffe live on Hope of Glory Live Talk Radio. Glory be to God. May God continue to bless each of the hearers on tonight, on this AM. Thank God for your obedience. Peace and love. Grace and peace. I'm sorry. To God be the glory. I love you, but God loves you more. God bless.